My name is Julie Bindle. I'm bringing you an extraordinary story of the life and crimes of Dr. John Davies, entitled Hiding in Plain Sight. You may not believe some or all of the details that I'm going to give you over this 10-part series, but I can prove every word. The documentation I've gathered in order to present the evidence in this series is a combination of 20 years of investigations. I will leave it to you to make up your minds, but what you do need to know is that over the years Davies has been committing the most heinous crimes, mainly towards women and children and in countries all over the world. People from every walk of life considered the evidence too incredible to believe, even those who should know better. He truly has been Mr. Teflon. I hope that you don't fall into this trap. In July 2009, a 52-year-old man named Dr. John Davies appeared in Kingston Crown Court in England, charged with two counts of child sexual abuse between 1980 and 1981. The complainants, two sisters now in their late 30s, were aged 6 and 8 years old at the time of the alleged rape and sexual assaults. John Davies, who has several aliases, holds a Doctor of Philosophy from the prestigious University of Sussex and was, at that time, a Fellow of the esteemed Royal Society of Arts. He was also a member of the European Commission's Expert Network on Migration, Integration and Social Cohesion. Considered a renowned expert in migration throughout Eastern Europe, in particular the trafficking of prostitution, of women and girls, Davies truly was seen as a very esteemed academic. He held similar positions advising government ministers and he led major well-funded research projects for governmental and non-governmental organisations. Davies' research findings have been relied on in migration tribunal hearings and have informed countless other researchers and organisations, including the United Nations and various HIV prevention bodies. Davies also enjoyed fellowships at two prestigious academic institutions, the University of Sussex and the University of Witwatersrand in South Africa. Davies travelled the world speaking at academic symposiums and high-level policy development gatherings, coming across to many as a highly intelligent eccentric, standing over 6 feet tall, dressing his imposing frame in meticulous, overly ostentatious suits and hats. But rumours have been circulating about Davies amongst police officers, feminists and other human rights activists, as far back as the 1990s. No matter which country I found myself in, if I was in the company of activists campaigning against the trafficking of women and girls, I would find someone who had deeply disturbing stories about this man. So what's his background? Mainly, you'll have to wait until the series, but I'm just going to give you a little taster of it now. Davies travelled to Romania following its revolution in 1989. Under the guise of delivering food and smuggling Bibles to the dispossessed. But he was suspected of being a baby trafficker. Despite this suspicion, he was only ever convicted of fraud in relation to bogus documents obtained in Romania, including multiple credit cards and passports operated under various aliases. By this time, Davies had moved his family, his wife, three daughters and a son, from their London home to a remote farm in the Hungarian border town of Balaschia, close to Croatia, Serbia and Romania. There was talk in the 1990s when Davies was immersed in his anthropological field research for his doctoral thesis on sex trafficking, that he was in fact pimping women into Greece and France. In the 2009 child rape court case, which I attended as a journalist, the alleged victims were granted permission to give their evidence from behind a screen. But I managed to pass a message to both women, asking if they would like to speak to me, explaining that I'd been following the exploits of Davies for a decade. And, most importantly, I believed their testimony. The women agreed to speak with me. Police officers at the trial told me, off the record of course, that police from Interpol and several European countries that had been in touch with them had requested details of Davies' alleged crimes and offering them in return thick files of evidence on this man. It would only be a matter of time before Davies was collared, I believed. As it happened, it would be several years. Please listen to this podcast to find out more.